Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really good to be back here another Saturday evening to bring forth the Word of God. God has been good to me. He has kept me by His mighty power. And that's why I can come another Saturday to really bring forth His Word. And I thank God for you listeners who are taking the time out to listen to God's Word and to do His will. We don't want to just be hearers of the Word, but we want to be doers of the Word, bringing honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in 1 John chapter 4, and we are doing the epistles of John, and we will continue from the first epistle to the second and the third, and we'll finish that series in the third epistle of John. But we are here, and in verse 11 of 1 John chapter 4. But before I begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for enabling us to be here another week, O God, to bring forth your word. And to, O God Almighty, bring forth, O God, what you are saying in this season to your people. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you'll open our hearts and minds to receive of your word. Help us to accept what you are saying, O God, and purpose to do it. So we pray right now in the name of Jesus that this word, as it go forth, it will, O God, fall onto good soil, O God, and germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. Lord, we look to you, O God, and we know you are God and you are able, O mighty God, and that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish what you have sent it forth to accomplish. And I thank you and I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Verse 11, the 1 John chapter 4 says, Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. People of God, it is so clear here what John is saying to us. If God so loved us that he would come to this earth to die for us, if God so loved us that he has made preparation for us in every area of our lives, so that we can have eternal life with him. If God so loved us that he would come to earth, humble himself as a servant, took on humanity, died on the cross for us. If God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. People of God, it should be a lifestyle for us, loving one another. Loving, because God's love is in us. His Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us, and his love remains in us. If we are truly born again, as the word of God tells us in an earlier verse, that if we are truly born again, then and we are in an intimate relationship with God, then we should have no problem loving one another. We should be loving one another. John said we ought also to love one another. Let us purpose in our hearts to love each day. Each time we come in contact with people, let us show love. Let us show God's love on this earth. People of God, the Lord is calling us to be that living epistle. Some people may not read a physical Bible, but our lifestyle they are reading. Are we showing God's love here on this earth? Are we loving like he calls us to love? People of God, he's calling us up higher. We have been on the mediocre plane for so long that many of us become comfortable. Sometimes we just love those who love us, love them back because they love us. But God is calling us up higher to love the unlovable, to love those who treat us badly, and to walk in truth. Verse 12 of 1 John chapter 4. No man has seen God at any time. if we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. John declares that no man has seen God at any time. People of God, God is a spirit, as Jesus said in John 4:24. But Jesus the Son came to declare the Father to us. Jesus, the perfect God-man, came to earth and he declared the love of the Father to us. If we love one another, this shows that the Holy Spirit of God lives in us and his love is complete in us. People of God, the Lord is calling us to be complete in his love. He's calling us to that high place of being complete in his love. Colossians 3:14 said, and above all these things, put on charity, or put on love. Above everything else, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. The love of God binds us into that perfection, that completeness, that maturity, that stage of maturity that we ought to reach in him. His love brings us to that stage. We cannot continue to be like little children. We cannot continue to be immature in our Christian walk. We cannot continue, people of God, to be tossed about with every winds of doctrine. But the doctrine that we speak of is love, God's love for us, and our love for him and for his people. Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. People of God, the Lord is calling us to that place of being complete in him. And the word of God tells us we have to put on love. Put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. It's a bond that brings us to that completion in Christ Jesus, that stage of maturity in him. Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Owe no man anything but to love. This is all we should be owing people, love. Let us know that we owe people love. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. We have fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law when we love one another. Jesus said in Matthew 22:37-40, we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, our mind. And we should love one another. We should love our neighbor as ourselves. And the word of God tells us that all the laws and the prophets, all the writings of the laws and the prophets hang on these two commandments, loving God and loving people. So people of God, we have to come to understand that we owe people love. We owe them love. It's a requirement. The Lord requires that from us, that we love one another. And all of the law is fulfilled in this word, love. People of God, the Lord is calling us. We have to listen and obey what he's saying. We are not loving the way we should love. So he's calling us up higher. Love, love one another, love one another. As we go and we see people on the highway and byway and wherever we come in contact with them, remember that we owe them love. That's the only thing we should be owing them, and that's love. People of God, the Lord is just speaking to our hearts. Are we willing to obey? Romans 13:10 said, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. People of God, love worketh no ill. Love will do no evil thing to those that he come in contact with. So when we really start to love one another, we won't try to do anything that is ill or evil to those that we come in contact with. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love fulfills the law. For when the law said, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, and all those laws, when we love, we will not be partakers of those things. When we truly love, then we have fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law, because love does no evil. Love does no wickedness. Love does not do anything to harm his neighbor. And our neighbor is those that we come in contact with daily. They are our neighbors. It doesn't have to be that person that is living next to you. Those that we come in contact with daily is our neighbor. So let us show love and remember that we owe everyone love. So let us love like Jesus loved. Let us find our completeness in him. Let us find our maturity in him. For the word of God tells us we are complete in him, who is Jesus Christ. We are complete in Christ. And Jesus is love. So we are complete in him. So we are complete in love when we are walking in that relationship with Jesus. When we are walking in true fellowship with him, then we have that completion of love in us. Because we are in him, who is love, then we have that completion of love in us. Then we are able to walk forth and to do what God has called us to do in love. Not just dragging our feet, but we delight to do the will of God. Because his love is active in us. And as we go, we will love people and show them the love of God that is in us. Verse 13 of 1 John chapter 4. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. The word of God said, this is how we know that we are in a relationship with Christ. And he in us, because of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. The Holy Spirit who dwells in us brings conviction to our hearts, people of God. If we are out of fellowship with Christ, if we are going out of line, then he draws us back. He reminds us of who we are and whose we are. He brings the word of God to our remembrance and draws us back in sweet fellowship with God. If we have strayed away, the Holy Spirit gives us that peace that only he can give. People of God, the Lord is calling us. And only the Holy Spirit can really draw us back if we have strayed from him. He is the only one who can draw us back into sweet fellowship. And the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us that peace. The peace that passes human understanding. That guards our hearts and minds. People of God, we can go forth in God's power because we know that he dwells in us. And we know that because of his spirit. His spirit bears witness with us that we belong to him. And because of that, we go forth with confidence. We go forth knowing whose we are and who we are in Christ Jesus. We have to understand that the Lord God is calling us to that high place in him. We want to go forth and represent him well. We want to be true ambassadors for Christ Jesus. We want to walk in his spirit, not fulfilling the desires of our flesh. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. John said, we have seen and do bear witness that the Father sent the Son Jesus to save the world from their sins. People of God, as John wrote in those times, John was an eyewitness. John was a disciple of Jesus Christ. He was an eyewitness to Jesus being here on this earth and during Jesus' ministry. He was there as a part of it. So he's an eyewitness. But we also, today, people of God, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus has been revealed to us. So today we see him by faith. And we are witnesses of him. People of God, Jesus said in his word, blessed are those that have not seen me, but believe. And thank God today, people of God, we have put our trust in Jesus. We believe, even though we have not seen him. We love him whom we have not seen. People of God, it's by faith. It's by faith we put our trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. And today, by faith, he's calling us to step out. Step out with power. Step out with confidence. Step out in his love to do his will. Because we are his witnesses. We have seen him. We know him. People of God, we have to admit that we know him. Let us stop pretending like we don't know him. Those who are born again, we know him. He lives with us and in us. His Holy Spirit is in us, reminding us of who we are in him, drawing us into that close relationship with him, drawing us to that high place in him of loving unconditionally, loving sacrificially, showing people the love of God, giving without expecting anything in return. People of God, the Lord is calling us to be the witnesses that we are to be. For too long, many of us have been hiding. We have been secret disciples. Nobody knows that we belong to Jesus. But we know we belong to him. So let us go forth and do what he has called us to do. Be those faithful witness that he has called us to be. Verse 15 of 1 John chapter 4. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Whoever lives a lifestyle of holiness and righteousness, depicting the character of God, the Holy Spirit of God dwells or lives in him, and his life shows that he is in fellowship with God. People of God, our lifestyle has to show that we are in fellowship with God. We want to walk each day in holiness. We want to walk in righteousness. We want to walk in truth, so that our lifestyle will show forth his glory and his praise. We want to confess Jesus, not just with lip service, but we want to confess him with the life that we live. We want to understand that the world is seeking. The world is seeking for Jesus. They are seeking. There's a void in their lives that nothing else or no one else can fill. And they don't know. They don't know because the enemy has blinded their spiritual eyes so they can't see. But as we go forth in the love of Jesus, proclaiming the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, then the Holy Spirit, through the power of the word that comes forth, will remove that veil from their eyes so that they can see. The light of the gospel will shine through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. So people of God, the Lord is calling us to that high place, staying in fellowship with Jesus, remaining in him, remaining connected to Jesus Christ, who is the true vine. We go on to verse 17 of 1 John chapter 4. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. As he is, so are we in this world. This is how our love is made complete, people of God, that we stand bold in Christ in the midst of trial. This is how our love is made complete, that we stand bold in Christ in the midst of trial. As Christ is hated and persecuted in this world, so will be his followers. If we are true followers of Jesus Christ, let us prepare our minds to understand that we are going to be persecuted. We are going to be tried in so many ways. We are going to suffer. We have become joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And so we have to be prepared to suffer with him. He suffered right here on earth. He suffered and died, but he rose again and he lives forevermore. And because he rose again, today you and I have hope, people of God, hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let us prepare our hearts and minds as troubled times come upon us, that we will not fall to the trickery of the enemy, but we will stand up during trials, because Christ is with us. Christ in the vessel, we smile at the storms, people of God. We have to understand that as Christ is hated and persecuted in this world, so will be his followers. And if we are truly followers of God, let us prepare our minds to suffer and to stand bold in the time of troubles. Verse 18. Of 1 John chapter 4. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made complete in love. People of God, there is no fear in love. And Jesus himself is love. So there is no fear in Jesus. And when we are truly walking in complete fellowship with Jesus, who is love, then we will walk in boldness. Many of us are so fearful because we are out of fellowship with Christ. But Christ is saying to us today that there is no fear in love, because perfect love cast out fear. Christ, who is perfect love, cast out fear. Being perfected or complete in the love of Jesus drives out fear from us. So we have to be complete in the love of Jesus. Be aware of his love for us and receive his love. His love is always there for us, but many of us don't receive that love. But he's calling us to receive of his love, to be perfected in his love, to be complete in his love. Let his love flow to every area of our lives. Love. Jesus himself is love. And he drives out fear from us, because fear brings torment. Jesus doesn't want us to live in torment. He doesn't want us to live in turmoil. Fear brings torment or turmoil to our souls, people of God. He that lives in fear is not made complete in the love of Jesus. He that lives, I'll repeat that, he that lives in fear is not made complete in the love of Jesus. People of God, fear is an antichrist spirit that wants to keep us in bondage, to keep us paralyzed. 2 Timothy 1:7 said, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God has not given us a spirit of fear. That means we must tell ourselves that we are not going to accept the spirit of fear. We are going to live knowing who we are, that the Holy Ghost lives in us. The Holy Spirit is who the Lord gives us, not the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is of the enemy. So we are not going to accept the spirit of fear in our lives. For God has not given us that spirit of fear. Why are we taking it then? We don't want to accept the spirit of fear, people of God. The spirit of fear comes to keep us in bondage, to keep us paralyzed. Father has given us a spirit of his son, the spirit of sonship. But we have not been given the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have given the spirit of adoption. We are sons and daughters of the King, so we can go forth in freedom crying, Abba Father, because we know that we are not alone. He is with us every step of the journey. People of God, let us come to understand that we don't have to accept fear. For fear is not of God. The spirit of fear is of the enemy that wants to keep us bound. But thank God, through Jesus Christ, we have freedom. For whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We go on to verse 19 of 1 John chapter 4. We love him because he first loved us. People of God, it is God who first loved us. Not that we love God first. No, he first loved us. We love him because he first loved us. He is our first love. John 3:16 reminds us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loved, so he gave. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We love him, people of God, because he first loved us. Let us love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Let us not be like the church in Ephesus, according to Revelation 2:4, who had left their first love. Let us abide in Jesus and allow his words to abide in us. John 15:7. We want to abide in that sweet communion with Jesus. We want to stay in sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Let us walk hand in hand with him each day. Walk in the Spirit, and we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. People of God, the Lord is calling us to stay in sweet communion with the Holy Spirit. Verse 20 said, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And people of God, it is just showing us, when we love one another, it shows that we truly love God. We can't hate our brother and say we love God. That is contrary to the word of God. We become liars. So we don't want to be liars in the kingdom, but we want to walk in the truth of God's word. Verse 21 of 1 John chapter 4. And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. So those who love God will also love their brother. If we are not loving our brothers, then we have to examine ourselves to see if we really are of God. But those who truly love God love his brother also. God bless you here this evening. We'll stop here for this evening, and we'll continue next Saturday in 1 John chapter 5. But thank you all for listening, and thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to make these words become alive to you. For the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So let us pray at this time as we close. Father, we just thank you for your word to your people. We thank you for what you are doing during this season. We thank you, O God, that your words bring illumination, O God. And we thank you that your people will walk in truth and will not stumble. Thank you, O God, for bringing us to that high place of loving you and loving others. As we look to you by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station.